Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 22nd and the whole week ahead. With the sun moving into Leo, there's a number of things you need to take into consideration over the next few weeks. One is your sex life and your physical abilities when it comes to desire, because maybe you've lost the urge and your libido isn't functioning as well as it should. Perhaps it means going to talk to someone, anything from a counsellor, psychologist or a therapist to help you sort things out. And here's your Sunday stars. There's a new moon and it falls in your 8th house, a complex house, a difficult house to comprehend, and that's how you may feel emotionally over the next few weeks. Kind of finding it hard to find your feet or know who you are. What it will empower is big psychological changes. But to go through that, it means dumping a lot of your old negative thinking, obsessions, compulsions, and adopting a new code to live your life by, and I'm talking deep down and emotionally. Here's your Monday stars. A difficult aspect between Venus and Saturn means you certainly need to look closely at anything to do with your health and anything which you relate to others on a work situation. It's almost as though there's a feeling of rejection and even frustration that you're not making headway. Well, you won't with this kind of aspect, but it will give you a chance to reflect on whether you're in the right job and whether you should be moving on. Here's your Tuesday stars. Uplifting and enlightening, that's what Mercury will be for you, because his move into Virgo is great on so many levels. The ninth house is opportunity and luck, and what Mercury will help you to do is uncover where these little pockets of good fortune lie. Could be through travel, it could be through connections from companies or people from other lands, other countries, or it could be through learning and studying or following even a new belief system. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury's link to your ninth house is full of philosophy, new philosophies. It's great if you're a Capricorn who loves to read, who wants to learn, who wants to study and wants to better themselves mentally. This is about using your mind to clarify your thoughts. And if you've been having difficulty with all kinds of things in your life because they've seemed too complex, then Mercury will help you find the facts for you to understand what is happening in your life. And here's your Thursday stars. Because the moon is going to square up to Saturn, you do need to be very careful you don't get depressed or down for the wrong reasons. Now, the best way for you to deal with today is to confront issues. Issues in your life, issues within you, whether it's money, especially shared money with other people where you're dependent on a person or they are on you, and also when it comes to physical relationships and intimacy. Times are changing. Here's your Friday stars. Because of the Moon and Jupiter beautifully linked together, this is good for you just to give yourself a little bit of time to do the things that you want. Now, I would say concentrate on ambitions and those things which are important to you. This is a kind of signal that your destiny is changing. We know there's a very strong fated feel to your stars now, so you will be pushed and buffeted by things which are things you can't control, basically. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.